Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, it smells.
So we just had a minor scare here. What was it? So we're 5 seconds from going on the air. We have guests in studio. We'll talk to Wayside Waves here in a moment. We have Oso, who's not doing his job of killing whatever critters are in the studio.
I don't believe that's his job, Jimmy.
I think it is. I want my foster dog to kill snakes. That's my goal, is to train.
Get it to kill snakes?
Yeah.
You need a terrier for that, I think.
Okay.
Well, anyway.
I want that. And then something big and unfamiliar to me appears on my laptop.
So, yeah, we have Casey and Brent from Wayside Waves in. They brought this amazing dog, Oso, in with them.
Yes.
You sit down, and I'm, like, getting into game mode. We're about to go on the air. And I'm like, okay, here's the questions and everything. Okay, we're going on.
And then it's, and oh, then, my God!
Oh, my God!
That's exactly what it was. That's not an overstatement. That was not being overdrawn. That's exactly.
I was like, what did the dog do? Like, did the
and the farthest I can run in this studio is like 4 feet behind me. Like, that's gonna do anything? And I'm not touching it. And Quentin's pointing at us like, we're on the air in 5 seconds. I'm like, I don't care. This is way more important.
Yeah.
So my knight in shining armor came over here.
I kill so many bugs in my house. I don't care. Like, you were. Like, it wasn't a wasp. It wasn't anything venomous or
I don't know what
dangerous.
It's not. I'd never seen that before.
Though. I don't know what it was. It smelled. I killed it. There was a stank.
And it was in the studio for a little while.
Yeah.
Explain yourself for not telling me that it was in here.
Hey, thanks for coming in. Now we're gonna get the waterboards out. Brett,
I watched it fly from his desk to your desk, but I really
thought
I watched you guys watch it, so I thought maybe it was just like a normal thing here.
It's just a pet. It's just we.
We're watching the dog. We're getting ready for air, and feel free next time to warn me of any dangers before they appear in front of me.
Did not see it.
So, Casey and Brett from Wayside Waves have you on once a month. People have questions of behavioral issues that they're having with their dogs. We'll get to those in a minute. Let's talk about Oso and any cool stuff you have going on at Wayside Waves.
Well, Oso, back here behind me, he's just laying on the floor, great as can be. He's about a year and a half old, and he has a lot of energy. He's in this little studio with us, but he's entertained. Molly, our trainer's here, helping him out. He has a little snuffle mat and some treats. But go back to Oso. Mm-hmm. He's a year and a half. Poor guy. He's been in shelter for about a year of his life, on and off. Has been with us this most recent time since December. It's sad. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to be in a shelter. Well, dogs don't want to be in a shelter that long, obviously. But some of the great things that we've learned about him while he's been with us is that energy and the fact that he wants to learn so much has allowed us to teach him and train him and kind of help him become a dog that you're going to want in your home. Mm-hmm. And the folks at Wayside, like Brett over here, have really spent a lot of time working with him to help him acclimate into the real world.
I have to tell you, I am impressed, given how full I assume your shelter is, because I assume every shelter is full always because of the number of animals that we have out and about. I am impressed that at a shelter you have the time and the resources to devote to training the dogs that you have. Mm-hmm. I mean, you would think you're short, you know, you're running out of time as it is just to keep them safe and take care of them. I'm impressed that you are able to train them. That's cool.
Yeah, so 5 years ago, Wayside actually built a separate building outside of the shelter itself. It's called the Canine Behavior Center. And there we're able to work with dogs one-on-one who we know who have either a rough past or they need one-on-one attention like Oso here, really give them that training and prepare them and set them up for success in their life. We want them to have a great life. We also want the people out there in the community who adopt Oso and other dogs like him to have a great life. So it's a win-win on both sides. We really know that that investment is worth it.
Wow. Yeah, that's cool. Okay, so Oso is available for...
Oh, yeah. He's available adoption. For adoption, and he will be back at the shelter about 2:30 if you want to come meet him.
Foster? Can you also foster?
He's available for foster, too.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
That I'm watching my...
Foster
I'm watching
at
mine at home as we sit here.
Yeah, he would love any sort of break. He's also slumber party eligible. So we have a really cool slumber party program where it's a like week-long trial. So if you are interested in adopting him, but you're kind of on the fence, like, is this the right dog for me? We'll let you take him home. We give you food, toys, crate, bedding, like anything that you need to have him for the week. And you get a week. So great part is you can see, like, do you love Oso? Like, is this the perfect dog for you? And if he's not, a lot of people panic and they're like, oh, no, you know, yeah. If it doesn't work out, I don't want to bring him back. But we get really great information about him. So we can see, like, oh, he did great in the house. He did great in his crate. Like, all of this training is paying off. You know, we know what to look for next for him. And for that person, we can say, okay, we know it wasn't Oso, but it was that. You know, maybe this kind of dog. So it gives you really like a no fault trial period that, and at any point you can say, oh my gosh, I love this dog. I'm keeping him. Like this is my dog. Maybe try somebody different.
Can you do that if you have other dogs at home? Is that a way to test out whether your dogs are compatible? As I look at Weir, who talks about getting another dog.
I haven't talked to my wife about it yet,
but she's listening to this in a little bit. So.
I didn't talk. This is one of these things where she listens to the podcast after work
tonight.
And then I find out about how much trouble I'm in. So then, I'm sheepish. And then she waits to find out why I'm dreading conversation. But anyway, the point is there a way to find out, like, would foster be a good way to do that? If you're thinking, if you have a dog, I have a dog, he's 10 years old. He's a sweet dog, but he's also grumpy as hell. Yeah. Like he's loving, but also angry all the time. So we have talked about having another dog, but we're not sure how we get along with another dog. Mm-hmm. And we don't know if some of his grumpiness is maybe he's lonely and he
could be.
Yeah. And he would like somebody to hang out with. He sees other dogs and he gets really excited, but I'm not sure if that's I'm going to rip your face off because you want my food. Don't you? You want my food. Or if it's, hey, I would like to play with you. Right. I'm barking at you. So, you know,
Right. No. And the slumber party program that Brett just talked about is a great way to test those waters and really see how your dogs may get along. Another great thing that Wayside does is sit down with you and have that conversation. So before you would take a dog home, take them into your house, really talk through those things. You know, you have that 10-year-old dog. Here's their energy level. Here's what they like in their life. Mm-hmm. And here's what we know about our dog. So, like, let's say you were interested in Oso. Well, Oso may be really high energy and he wants to go hiking and walking and all that fun stuff. And it may work well with your dog and it may not. But we want to have that open, transparent conversation with you to set you both up for success.
All right. Okay. We do dog to dogs.
Okay.
So you can bring your dog in and meet dogs.
Oh, yeah. That's a good
idea. If you're on the fence, we can make sure they're a good match.
You came from Wayside Wave, so maybe. No, actually, you might be like, what, you're taking me back?
Yeah.
It's been 10 years.
We have dogs that do that, and if they panic when they get there, then we will let you leave them in the car, and we'll do everything outside.
Okay.
So we can set them up. We've got dogs every now and then who go, no, so we figure it out.
All right, so we do have several questions from the audience as far as behavioral issues, even. Trey in Overland Park says, our six-year-old Labrador whines and paces and barks whenever our new one-month-old baby cries.
Oh, boy.
How do we desensitize him safely without rewarding the anxiety?
So the good news is we can't necessarily reward anxiety. So kind of like if you are a human that gets really anxious and you have panic attacks, you're not going to be more likely to have a panic attack if I gave you a hug and said, hey, you're okay. You're not, you know, you don't, you're okay. Everything's fine. You're safe. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be more likely to have more panic attacks because I gave you a hug and told you you were okay. So good news is you can't necessarily reward the anxiety. You can reinforce behaviors associated with it, but you're not necessarily going to make the behavior or make that like feeling worse by rewarding it. I would, with a baby in the home, I would probably have a private trainer come out and assess the situation. It's so hard, you know, with older kids, it's a little bit easier to kind of feel out safely. But with a baby, it's just, they're so vulnerable that you want to be sure that the dog is safe and the baby is safe and that sort of stuff. You can definitely do stuff at a distance. Like, I would recommend keeping them separate while you wait for somebody to come into the home and see, you know, what's going on. But you can do lots of rewards when the baby is nearby, when the baby's making noise, like just lots of really good stuff anytime that happens.
So then, to answer the question, basically, don't worry about, you know, rewarding the anxiety. Don't worry about trying to calm them down. That, yeah, you don't need to punish the anxiety.
Yeah, reward all you want. Yeah. You're not going to make the anxiety worse by rewarding. Yeah, definitely don't punish it. And then, yeah, I would, I mean, if you're worried with the baby crying is making the dog worried, I would talk to, you can talk to your vet trainer and see if your vet has ideas, and then talk to a private trainer and have someone just come assess it to be sure that it's just anxiety and not something that, you know, you need to be worried about or need to put more work into.
This next one is from Lydia in Lee Summit, who says, our 10-month-old golden doodle is counter surfing and stealing food. What do we do to get them to stop? The water, I guess they mean the spray bottle, hasn't worked.
Yeah, counter surfing is so tricky. My old man dog used to be a horrible counter surfer, and it was like years of this. So counter surfing is definitely a hard one, because every time they get on the counter and they find something, like even if it's a good smell or a crumb, they're getting rewarded for getting on the counter. And it's really hard. I know she's like, the water bottle's not working. You can punish all you want. If they're finding something good when they're up there, 9 times out of 10, the dog's going to be like, yeah, it is not. Doesn't matter that I'm getting punished. I'm getting something good for it. So we do just a lot of management for that. So like, they are not allowed in the kitchen unless you are actively in the kitchen with them. Wiping off counters, keeping things that they can get on the counter off of the counter. If you're in there cooking, that used to be a problem. Again, for my old man dog, that I'd be cooking and I'd turn around and he'd have his paws on the counter, like, what if I can just sneak just a little? I used to call him sneaky sneak counter thief, because he was always up on my counter sneaking. So if you are not in the kitchen observing them, then they are also not in the kitchen, so they can't make bad choices. And then if you are in the kitchen, you can teach different behaviors. I would teach like a place behavior, where they can go to a rug or a mat or a bed, and then give them something different to do over on that rug, mat, bed. So you can give them their dinner over there while you cook, or give them some toys that they really like. And then one of the things that I've done with my dogs is, if I have dog safe food as I'm cooking, or just keep a treat pouch on me, I'll toss treats over to that spot as I'm cooking. So they get the idea of, oh, if I go over here and lay down, I get something good. If I'm on the counter, like, nothing, I don't get anything. Like, it's always wiped off. There's never food up there. It doesn't bring the rewards that I think it does. But this bed brings the rewards. Like, that's where I get all the good stuff from.
I learned so much. As somebody who had no experience with dogs until 3 months ago, just every time I learn you address a problem, it's, you look for the patterns of like, oh, reward good behavior.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's either ignore bad behavior or, you know.
Well, because I,
so simple.
They did say something I wanted to address. They said the water bottle hasn't worked. Do you find that a lot with the spray bottle? I don't like doing it. I know that's a common thing.
Yeah. So we talked about it a little bit last week that you, I mean, you can use punishment to stop behaviors, right? Like, it wouldn't exist and it wouldn't be an option if it didn't stop things. But the problem is, it has to be more aversive than whatever the reward is. So like in the case of counter surfing, the reward is so exciting that you can then punish it all you
want.
Water
bottle ain't gonna,
it's not gonna do anything. And the problem is, you're gonna look at potentially damaging your relationship with your dog through punishment. And that punisher is going to have to keep being stronger and stronger to stop the behavior. So if it's stopping at once, they'll start to acclimate to it, and you have to get stronger and stronger. And there are times that our dogs will make bad associations. So instead of thinking,
I was just thinking that I don't need my dog afraid of water.
Right. Yeah. Or, like, or the counter, or you reaching for them. So there are times that instead of going, oh man, when I jump up, I get sprayed with the water bottle, I shouldn't jump up. Instead, what happens is they say, oh man, when they move towards me, I get sprayed with water bottle. So when mom goes to pet me now, that's scary. When mom goes to reach for me, that's scary, rather than it's being the jump up. They start to associate with something different.
One last question we have from Sam and Shawnee, who says they're experiencing house training aggression, or sorry, regression with their 4-year-old beagle. He started peeing by the back door at night. The vet says they're fine, but like, what would you do about that?
You don't want to encourage it. You'd like to stop for sure.
Yeah. So I would just take a step back. Is this the one? I think you sent some questions at some point where they moved. Did they move somewhere new?
I don't know. It does say after we moved.
I was like, I might be making that up.
No, you're right. I'm sorry. I should, house training regression after we moved.
Yeah. Okay, so especially if they're moving, this happens a lot, that the dogs get stressed out. They're in a new place, and they've known if you were in an old place, they know where the door is, and they know exactly what they want and how to ask for it. And then they move, and everything is new, and they have to completely reroute everything in their brain. So I would just go back to treating them like a puppy and just do, a few weeks of every time you eat, sleep, drink, or play, we're going outside and we're going to the bathroom. Make a really big deal out of it when they go outside. You get treats and play and that sort of stuff. And then I also try to make a point of like, we're not playing outside until you've gone to the bathroom. So 4-year-old Beagle might not want to play that much outside. They might just want to go out and sniff and smell and walk, but still try to make it where the really good stuff comes after you go to the bathroom, like you potty and then, now you can smell what you want and we can play and we can party and make it a really big deal to go outside again.
All right. Cool. Great advice. Casey and Brett from Wayside Waves. Thanks for bringing Oso and Molly in. Hey, Oso, what's he doing?
Eating.
He got on a chair earlier.
It's one of those things I was worried because he wasn't hopping on things and he wasn't panting really loudly. What kind of dog is he?
He's a pointer.
It's obviously mixed. There's a lot going on there.
I think we're seeing a Doberman mix, actually.
Doberman mix.
Yeah, D is a mixed breed dog.
Oh, I see the Doberman.
Sure.
Yeah, I see the Doberman in the face. Yeah,
such a great smile.
I mean, he's really handsome. My God. This great brown color.
Cattle doggy.
Yes, because he's got those freckles. He's some white hair, so some freckles on his arms and some amazing eyebrows, if I may say so.
He's a cute adult. He was an adorable puppy. He was here as like an 8-week-old puppy and was the tiniest, cutest little baby.
Come here. Hi.
Yeah.
He really is great.
he does. He has the biggest, he's the whole time he's been here.
He's a graduate. So of our Peace Academy program and our Waifs with Wisdom program, both of them teach different basic behaviors. And with Waifs with Wisdom, so he knows sit, down, touch, look, wait, place, leave it, drop it, coming when called. Wow. He knows all of that and spin and a few other party tricks. And as part of that, though, he gets a free private lesson after he's adopted. So our private lessons are usually right around $80 for the hour. And he gets a free private lesson to help teach his adopter all of the things that he knows so that you can catch up and be up to speed with him.
He seems really smart, too.
So important because it's great for the dog to know, but the person needs to know just as much as the dog. So it's great to have that bond together.
All right. Casey, Brett, and Molly from Wayside Waves, thanks for bringing Oso in. Thanks for answering all the questions.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
We'll be right back on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Okay, this is a problem I'm having right now, is what to do with the extra room in my house. I don't even know if I should call it a guest room because it's not occupied by guests very often. Somebody asked this room, the ask this on Threads. Guest rooms are a scam. Unless you average 1 to 2 visitors a month, why do we have whole unused rooms in our house for 90% of the year? You're better off with a couple of different options. Number one, allowing your guests to get a nearby hotel room and taking care of a nice meal or two while in town. They said if it's a family or close friend and you desire to cover their accommodations, you can do that for a few nights at a hotel. And then you get a smaller house and save money, they said.
So we have, a guest room in our house that's my office. Mm-hmm. So if we have guests, then that's not my office and they'll just stay in there.
Like, and you have like an air mattress or something.
We have an air mattress with blankets and pillows and everything we put out. Mm-hmm. It's decent. It's nice. And you know, I just move my stuff out. And if I needed to work from home, I could go to, we have a different little area downstairs I could use. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a scam. I think the idea for guest rooms probably evolved out of the fact that we used to have multi-generational housing,
right?
That we don't really embrace that idea anymore. They came out of the fact that you used to have grandpas and grandmas living with you.
Yeah.
And then that became like passe. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, but we are used to having that extra bedroom. Mm-hmm. So let's pretend it's for that.
When I was a kid, we had the extra bedroom and it was full of so much stuff that you could barely open the door. Mm. And I swore when I got this house, I was not going to do that. But I have this exact problem. It's technically a 2-bedroom house, but there is a third room that could be a bedroom. But because it has the door to the outside, they don't count it that way. That's my office. It's at the other end of the house, which is great. And it's carpeted, which is great to do the show. That's at the other end. And then there's my bedroom and there's a room across the hall that would be the spare bedroom. The amount of time I struggle with what to do with this room. Because I don't want it to be an everything room. I don't want it to be an all-purpose room. And I care about the aesthetics. And how do you decorate that? And what do you do with it? And the only, although I have guests more than I used to, my mom comes here every 2 months. My aunt usually comes with her. So one goes in my room, one goes in the spare room, and then I go on the couch. So I did buy like a nice not fold-out couch, but like a nice futon that looks like a couch, most a regular couch, and folds down. Mm. But the walking pad is in there now. And so then I got a TV with a walking pad, and that's where I do yoga. And it's becoming, again, this multi-purpose space that is not used very often and that I still hate.
What do you think about their line about allow them to get a hotel room? So, I'll just say this. Were it economically feasible, would always prefer to stay in a hotel.
Me too.
Than stay at somebody's house. Too. And that's not to do with, like, I'm uncomfortable with that, or I don't like them and I don't want to be near them. It's more, I want my own space.
I want my own space.
I don't
get up when I want.
I want to get up when I want. I don't want to have to, like, put on, you know, a robe to go to the bathroom and slippers, you know, to go down and have breakfast and all that stuff. I want to just have my own stuff and be in my own space.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think it's kind of silly to allow people to do that. But like my in-laws, whenever they come visit, they always stay in a hotel.
Yeah.
Because my mother-in-law snores, like literally will suck the windows in.
Yeah.
So they're not comfortable staying at other people's houses. And we're fine with that. Mm-hmm. Like that doesn't bother me. We have a guest room they could use if they want, but they don't have to.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think I'm at the age where I want to stay up as late as I want.
Yep.
I need like some decompressing time at the end of the night. If you're grumpy in the morning, I don't want to deal with anybody right away. I want to have coffee and a couple of hours before unless it's my mom, but otherwise I want some time before I deal with anybody else. So I started with that. And I also, we did a story like a year ago about dining rooms no longer being useful in houses because we don't sit down as a family in a formal dining room anymore and have meals. Maybe you have a breakfast table. I have an island in my kitchen that has a couple of chairs with it. And I have a round table that seats 4 in my dining room. And that has become the room that has the jukebox in it. And I have a full big wrought iron bar that's in there. And luckily it's a smaller space. Otherwise, I don't know what I'd do with it. And we work in a job where I need my office to be a room that can be closed off. Otherwise, it might work as a dining room.
Yeah.
Because I don't need everybody in the house to hear it.
The door, the lock stopped working on, I need to fix it, the door to my office.
Oh.
So it didn't happen yesterday. I was kind of shocked it didn't. But if I'm recording my podcast or anything like that, inevitably, the dog will just, like just burst into the room, just pow, like just hit his face against the door, barge in and go, what are you doing? Why are you sitting here? What, what do you want? And then me trying to be like, wait, I'm trying to do something. Yeah.
That's so funny because there, when I moved into this house, there was not a door. My kitchen is, or my office is off the kitchen, and there was a door in the garage, and I was trying to figure out what it went to. And just last weekend, I hung it there just so that I can close the room off. Sometimes that room is just it's not a mess, but it's got cords and it's where all the mail is and everything like that. I get up early in the morning and work, and the dog used to sit right by my feet. Her bed is right there, but she used to sit there the whole time. I don't know if she's tired of me talking. I don't know if it's too loud for her, but now she leaves the room and goes to the couch. And every so often she'll pop her head in and be like, are you done yet?
You doing this stuff?
Can I go outside?
For the love of God.
And the door to the outside is there. So she'll just sit by the door and wait for me to let her out. But otherwise she has no, it's funny. I don't know what she would do if I closed the door and I was in there.
Yeah.
Cause if I'm home, she is by my heels.
From the text line, this is a Midwest thing. It's all about guilt and trying to make sure that your family is happy, even when it doesn't even make any sense. That's from Kelsey.
Okay. So is the alternative then? So you're telling your family not to stay with you.
Yeah. I have no problem if they want to stay with you. If I have friends in town, I had a couple of friends come to town a few months ago, James and Chris, and James is like, well, obviously we're staying at an Airbnb. And Chris is like, why would we do that? We'll just stay at Weir's house.
Save money.
James is like, he has a family and we're two grown men. It's going to be weird. And I don't want to share that little room with you. Like, we're not doing that. And he's like, well, come on. I paid for an Airbnb. We'd have got a house. And I was like, I will pay for the Airbnb so that you aren't in my house. Like, I would so what, we're going to stay up partying and drinking and talk about the old days in my guest room instead of where you could rent a house to do that? Because guess what? We're all professionals who all have money and jobs, and we're in our mid-40s. Like, I think it's time to grow up a little bit.
A little slumber party for the three of you at your house. That sounds like a lot of fun. Do you have a big great room where the three of you can just put sleeping bags down? Stay up all
night? Sitting beanbag chairs playing Nintendo.
Exactly.
Beanbag chairs covered in Dorito dust.
From the text on, my in-laws come twice a year, two weekends, 12 months of, I don't know what they're saying. I'm sorry. I start reading text that makes sense. And then because people are often doing text speech, it stops making sense midway through.
Awful. Yeah.
So basically my in-laws come twice a year. I'm giving up all that square footage for just two weekends a month and I hate it, but my wife insists on it.
But then I ask, if you're not using, you're right, most Midwest houses have that extra room. I guess if I had kids, the kid would go in that room, but I don't. Yeah. So what are you doing with that room instead? If you have this extra bedroom, quote unquote, and you're not using it as a guest room, I think we don't know what to do with that room.
I think
do you make it a gym?
Yeah.
I
think you need a name for it. Like if you can name it, then you can do things.
We need a label for it.
Yeah.
Like what's, if you call it
your office, then
like
okay.
Your den?
Yes.
Well, what goes in a den?
Weird though. I don't know.
Well, I feel like the way I grew up, your den was a dark space. Mm-hmm. Like it was in the basement or something, or it was where like men worked.
Right.
Was in the den. That's not.
Where dad had a globe that had booze in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not. So what do we call that extra room that like I said, I do yoga, the walking pads in there. I store all the dog stuff is in there.
All right. Let's do this. There's no den anymore. It's called the man cave, right? That's and then there's the woman version of it is the she shed.
But that's separate from the house. We don't really get our own room.
Yeah, actually, that's better though. You guys get to get outside of the house. We have to stay in the house where the kids can still bother
us. That's true.
And you can still yell downstairs, the den is ready. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just you guys get to escape. what do you put for text line 913-586-7798? What do you put in those spare rooms? What do you put in the man cave, the she shed, the den, whatever you want to call it?
You were going to have three kids. You only had two. What do you put in there?
What do you put in there? 913-586-7798.
I like rec room.
Rec room's good.
I like that.
Right.
Cause that could be anything.
Right. Recreation.
Yeah.
Who knows
and
what
that's
that
everything.
Means. That
watching
could be
TV?
Video games.
Yes.
Yeah. Could have a weird swing from the ceiling that you don't explain to the kids, and you get freaked out when they sit in it. Anyway, talk about that some more coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What do you call that extra room in your house? What do we do with that room? Instead of making it a spare bedroom, I think, you know, people used to have more kids. And so we've got these extra bedrooms that used to have kids in them that don't now.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're like me and you didn't have a kid to put it in the first place. What do you do with it? There's an argument that we should stop having spare bedrooms because we don't have people over enough to occupy the space.
From the text line, a Lego room. I'm 57, but I need a place for all my Legos that my children can't get to.
You need a whole room for that?
So you're literally Will Ferrell from the Lego movie.
Yeah, I like that guy. That guy sounds like
You would like that guy.
Yeah.
Super gluing all the Legos life to make sure the kids can't play with them.
Yeah. My friend just sent me a picture that he made a Lego Game Boy.
Oh my God.
And it has like a Mario
It actually works?
Bros screen. No, it's a Game Boy made out of Legos.
Oh, okay.
But it's cool.
Well, I thought maybe he put a screen in it or something. I don't know. Hold on. That room in my house is called my goof off room. It's like a creative room, like just kind of like a general do anything. I mean, I would actually argue that's kind of what mine is. Like it's the office, but it's where I also play video games and where Henry and I watch movies on Friday nights and things like that. Let's see. My extra room has a futon, a TV, a beanbag chair. I call it the cozy lounge.
That nice. sounds like
there should be.
That sounds like a great name for a bar.
I was going to say, or a stripper pole or something.
There's somebody out here who really wants attention. But
you're not going to give it, are you? Don't give in. Don't do it.
I feel like Yeah, I mean,
is it they want attention and they're being nasty?
They're not being nasty. Well, they're being gross.
Don't be.
I called mine the stabbing cabin, and I put bodies in it.
Congratulations.
I mean, you got your five seconds of fame. The reason it made me laugh, though, is because it was like, I call mine the goof-off room, and I call mine, I have Legos in my room, and then I murder people and put their bodies in my, like, yeah, you're very edgy.
Man, we that'd be crazy that's, if, like, next great. Week we get a story about a cabin.
And he called.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right, Meredith. He called the room the stabbing cabin. He tried several times to report this news to Midday with Jamie and Weir, but they refused to read his text on air, which only led to more murders.
I think I know what I'm going to call mine. In Ireland and in Irish culture, they have a room called the snug.
I like that.
And it's the room and Restless Spirits, which is an Irish distillery in North KC. They have a snug at their distillery. And I don't know what it's supposed to be, but there it is dark. It would remind you a little bit of a den, but it's like big brown leather couches and dark lighting, and it's small. It doesn't seat a lot of people, and you drink whiskey in there.
I like that a lot.
Snug. I think that's what I'm calling mine.
All right.
Even if I don't drink whiskey in there, I think I'm going to call it the snug. It has the best rug in the house. It has like the high pile rug, and it's where I do yoga. I'm calling it the snug.
I think I might call mine the AD room, the Arrested Development room. That's where
we're going to call it the ADHD.
ADHD.
Room
that's
room.
Good. That's good too. But
because that kind of fits based on everything that's in there.
Based on what I do in that room. Yeah. But yeah, it also fits the ADHD, calling it Arrested Development.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it would just because it's where my video games and my podcasting stuff and all the other things I haven't outgrown in life are at. Projector and cheap blackout curtains.
What are you
this
doing?
This isn't the stabbing person again. oh, that's my Sunday church for the Chiefs. Says Ryan in Lee Summit. Okay, so you have to have blackout curtains. First of all, by the way, you don't really need blackout curtains to watch the Chiefs. Usually anymore, they're playing at night.
Yeah.
Like
Monday night.
Monday night, they're playing, or Sunday night, mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, or Friday night mm-hmm. when they're playing in Brazil. They've had two games that aired during daylight so far this year.
I suspect most of the texts you've been reading are from men based on the answers they've been giving. Women, what do you do? What? If you have anything to say about what that room is used
one.
For.
In my she shed, I have a pottery wheel, space heater, and a go-away candle.
But is it a she shed? Is it a separate, or it's is it just the extra room?
I don't know. She just said she shed. And okay. In my she shed, I have that.
I feel like we're not asking the right
what
question.
What is a go-away candle?
Yeah, I don't know.
She said a go-away candle.
Does it say go-away on it?
It stinks, or is it smell too good? Does it smell unmanly? That's probably what it
is.
Yeah,
like
lavender.
Like flowers?
Yeah. Yeah, potpourri. Yeah.
Incense.
Yeah.
I need my man cave to smell like gunpowder.
You know what's really sad? And I needed it for work, to be fair, but the fact that my poor wife shares a house with
so many
three
men.
Disgusting men
and a dog.
And a disgusting male dog. And she doesn't have her own like area.
There's no space for her.
She has nothing. To be fair, there is a little bit more space where she could, like, she wanted to do something in the basement. She could.
Mm-hmm. That's what she gets is the basement.
That's where you go back down to your basement, mom.
God.
Or there's a little enclave that she could kind of section off if she wanted to for her own.
But
purposes.
But she doesn't go in your office.
She
like
doesn't
that's not
go in
space
my office,
for her.
And I, yeah, that like I have the one.
She
with
gets
the
kitchen
door.
Apparently.
I do. Actually, I've been doing the cooking lately. Yeah, for dinner.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good development.
She gets the kitchen to clean up, though. Let's see. I'm trying to look for more.
I still think Rec Room is a good call.
Oh, I'm assuming this is a woman. Dana says book nook, reading lamp, and a door that I can actually lock.
Uh-huh.
That's my she shed.
Uh-huh.
And VR headset, beanbags, and no flailing near the TV. So,
what are we calling it?
That would be, I don't know. That.
Yeah.
That would be your AD room, I think. Let's see. Jeff in Tonganoxie says he has an idea for you.
Oh, boy. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jamie. So, I'm the one that suggested here a while back when you had snakes to get a mongoose.
Uh-huh.
That prompted such a conversation.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you could get a mongoose and call it the mongoose room and keep your mongoose in there. You could put a sign on there that says the mongoose room.
Why does the mongoose get its own room?
Like My foster dog doesn't get her own room.
Yeah, what? You sound like Jeff just had an accident. Either he's sneezing.
Boy, he remembered that for a long time.
Yeah, well, he called about it.
Yeah.
So thanks for your call, Jeff. I don't know why the mongoose would get its own room.
I don't. Again, the dog does not. Of course, the dog just wants to be wherever I am, but the dog does not get that room.
Do you think if you had, because you've been fostering, you think that when you eventually adopt a dog, because will that dog get its own room?
Probably. Just a room to put, I like everything being, because clutter makes me insane, I like everything being in one place. Okay. So all the dog stuff being together. And so, yeah, you can put the crate in there. I mean, Garvey, the first foster dog, that was a nightmare. All his stuff was in there.
Yeah.
Crate, all the treats, everything.
From the text line, lady here, my room has art and stuff from my life, college, sorority, yoga mat. I call mine my crafting room.
Okay.
That's nice. And then somebody else says, I swear to God, once a week, I think Harrison Butker is co-hosting with Jamie. I am not. She has a job. I've allowed her to leave the house. But to be fair, I think I could be kicking just as well as Harrison Butker lately, though. I think I could have at least made some of those PATs he's missed. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Coming up.
Thanks, everybody.
We're going to end the show doing some celebrity news.
Tomorrow's a big day.
Tomorrow is a big day for you Swifties out there. Mm-hmm. There's already been a lyric decoded from the album. Guys, I got to tell you, I have no idea. Because of my Chiefs fandom, there's a lot of overlap with Taylor Swift stuff in my social media algorithm and feed. And whenever it's Swiftie stuff, I have no idea what you're talking about. There's been a new lyric decoded from her new album that's coming. Decoded.
People are trying to figure out what they mean.
They're
trying
to. But how do we even know? What do you mean
she's talking about?
But the lyrics aren't out yet. What do they mean they decoded it? We'll talk about that coming up.
We have, 10 hours until the release of Life of a Showgirl.
I can't wait.
The 12th studio album from Taylor Swift. There are 12 tracks on it, not 13. Isn't 13 her number?
It's 12 13 tracks. Is her number, yeah.
The album runs 41 minutes. We have the track list out, which Swifties are trying to interpret to figure out what all these songs are about. Even they're going to know in 10 hours, but they're trying to decode it ahead of time.
Yeah, and they've already decoded a lyric,
I guess.
Somehow, I don't know how, but apparently the line is, I protect the family. So is that the father figure?
Don't know,
because there's a song called Father Figure.
There is.
And they use the George Michael song as a melody within it.
I don't know. I know Target stores, many of them, including the one by us, I believe, here in Mission, open at midnight.
Here's the thing with Taylor Swift and the benefit that she's given to people who obsess over this kind of thing. I think deep down all of us want to be insane. Like, all of us want to be the squirrely guy with the red yarn,
right?
You know, and she gives people an excuse to do that in a safe space. Like, oh, but it's fine because it's harmless. You're just talking about you're not stringing together conspiracies about the government and the Zionists and the pagans. No, you're just stringing together song lyrics and trying to figure out who she's actually talking about in this song.
Yeah. I mean, and there will be theories about. There's always theories about which ex is she talking about. Will it be about Travis Kelce? Will it be about, will it give hints about their future together? You know, it was written while she was out on tour, so who knows what it's going to include. It will be in digital download, streaming, CD, cassette, and vinyl LP.
It's a midnight thing too, right? So if you go to Target at midnight.
Target at midnight. Yeah. They're going to open early just for that. I don't know how many copies of it they're going to get of each.
I'm going to go to Target at 10, get in line and buy every single one.
And sell them on the black market?
And then turn around and sell them right back to
them. You're not going to be at Target at 10. That's not going to.
It's at midnight, right?
Yeah, but you said you were going to go at 10.
To be in line early?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be early enough, would it?
Oh, no.
I guarantee
what? I wonder what time. Enough. What time will people be in line? Will they let people just start lining up outside the store? Will they close it all?
Don't they close at like 11? It's weird that they're closing at all. Like, just stay open.
Maybe they're not. I don't know. Stores post COVID, stuff that used to be open 24 hours isn't anymore. I can't keep track of that.
Yeah.
And will they just stay open at midnight? Will they just stay open then until 7 or whatever time they open?
God,
six?
I hope so. Yeah. Just stay open.
Quentin, tonight, this is a little homework assignment. Go to the nearest Target by you at like 9.
That's like,
just
that's
wait
like
it out.
Past my bedtime.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You went to bed at 8:30 last night.
And
yeah.
Slept nonstop until 7:30.
Did you have some
jerk.
Chamomile tea too, Grandpa?
We kid because we love.
Anyway, tomorrow we are going to be doing the Friday list at noon of the best attractions in Kansas. We'll finish that off and so much more. Dan and Parks is up next. We're out of here. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.